This is the Citizens Council Forum, presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello once again, everyone. Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of the Citizens' Council Forum. Our guest today is no stranger to the program. However, he's here to talk about a brand new subject. He's Mr. Lewis Hollis of Jackson. Mr. Hollis has appeared on several of the programs in the past talking about various subjects relating to church work, but today he's here to talk about something else. Mr. Hollis, very happy to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
And, of course, the number one topic of discussion among council members this past week, since the word has come out, is the big survey that the Jackson Citizens Council is making, in which I understand eventually every householder in Jackson is going to be reached.
That is right.
And you are heading up that survey for the Jackson Council.
I have been since the first of the year.
Well, Mr. Hollis, to get started, let's ask you this question. What gave the council the idea for the survey?
Well, Mr. Morphew, our directors felt that most of the people in Jackson were with us, but that they needed to know more about the councils. And therefore, our Freedom of Choice survey was worked up by our executive committee and has been in operation on a test-out basis since the first of the year.
Well, now, how is the survey organized?
We select a block to be surveyed, and we find out the members of the council who live in that block and ask them. We then select a leader for the block and ask the members of the council in that block to survey their neighbors on the Freedom of Choice survey.
And the survey covers 12 questions, I notice. Those questions are the ones that the councils were most vitally interested in.
Right.
Let's go down the list of the questions and see what kind of answers we're getting. I understand that this tabulation is something more than the first 1,000 answers, but how many different areas do those come from?
About 14 different areas, all economic and social levels.
And how many of the calls that the workers started out to make were actually completed?
About 90%. There were 10% who, because of absence from the city or other reasons, some not being willing to answer the questions, were not completed. So this tabulation of the something over 1,000 represents about 90% of the homes, or rather the individuals in the area surveyed.
In other words, in each home, the husband and wife count as two separate answers.
That's right.
And the 10% who could not be contacted for one reason or another, that 10% was disregarded.
Disregarded in the figures that I'm going to give you.
Okay, let's get on down the list of these questions. First, let me ask you the questions, and then you can give me the percentages of the answers.
All right.
Perhaps that would be the easiest way to do it. The first question on the list, do you have children or grandchildren in school? Now, how many of the homes reached did have?
62% had children or grandchildren in school. 38% did not.
And the second question, if you do have children or grandchildren in school, do you prefer racially separate schools for those children?
99% plus preferred. Of those who had children or grandchildren in school, preferred racially separate schools.
Those who did not were too negligible to even
count. Not even enough to count.
Mm-hmm. And the third question, when attempts are made to integrate the school in your neighborhood, do you intend to keep your children or grandchildren out of school until the attempted integration fails?
99% of those answering said yes, 1% no.
The fourth question is corollary to the third. Do you intend to allow your children or grandchildren to be integrated?
As you would expect, it'd be exactly the reverse. 1% yes and 99% no.
The fifth question is a rather interesting one because it concerns the people who are not directly concerned with the school problem. If you have no children or grandchildren in school, would you support morally and through the Citizens Council your neighbors whose children are the attempted, are the targets, rather, of attempted integration?
96% of those said yes and 4% no.
The sixth question, if it becomes necessary, would you be interested in cooperating with the organization of a private school under sound local leadership?
98% of those surveyed said they would be interested in cooperating in organizing a private school if necessary.
The next question, will you cooperate with your Citizens Council to protect property values in your neighborhood from attempted residential integration?
And 99% said yes, 1% no.
In an emergency, will you cooperate with local Citizens Council leadership chosen by you and your neighbors in advance?
99% yes, 1% no.
The ninth question, are you a registered voter?
85% of those surveyed, including husbands and wives, said that they were registered voters. 15% said no.
Then the 15% who said no were asked the following question. If you are not a registered voter, will you register now?
78% of those said yes and 15% no.
The final two questions are also in a pair. The first one, are you a member of the Citizens Council?
16% said yes. 84% no.
That was at the time that the survey was made?
At the time they were asked the question, yes.
And then the 84% who were not were asked, will you now accept an invitation to membership?
And 69%, or 7 out of 10, accepted an invitation to membership.
That's right on the spot as the surveyor asked.
Right then, yes.
That is certainly an overwhelming figure. 7 out of 10 people who, some of whom presumably didn't know very much about the councils when the surveyors called upon them, took the opportunity to join right then.
Yes, Dick, this was the result of very careful planning, because before our workers went out, they had to be more or less Russian volunteers, because we could only use people who were members of the council to make these surveys. But they were carefully coached in their leader's home as to how to answer questions about the council, and so the results are very gratifying.
In other words, they weren't sent out to argue, they were merely sent out to clear up any questions that anyone
had.
I understand also that you sent letters to each home before the survey teams called upon them.
Yes, we sent a letter reading somewhat like this. We are going to be faced with three very serious attacks from the NAACP and other pressure groups. These are school integration, mass voting by niggers as a bloc, residential integration. To determine how our citizens in Jackson would react to a positive program under responsible leadership to meet these threats, a house-to-house survey is now in progress. Neighborhood groups are being appointed to conduct this survey in your neighborhood. The survey is led by whoever is the bloc leader in that area is put in there. We are sure you realize the urgency of this situation, and when one of your neighbors calls, you will give the few minutes needed. The neighbor who will call on you is giving his time for the best interest of your community. Your courtesy and cooperation will be appreciated. And we've had nothing but courtesy and cooperation.
Well, perhaps that letter is one of the reasons for the extreme cooperation. People sort of like to know what's going on before the doorbell rings.
They were prepared when their neighbor called, yes.
Mm-hmm. As the survey is completed, then the completed cards come into your office, don't they?
Right. Come into the Citizens Council office.
Yes. And the tabulation is made as the time that you have to devote to this project permits.
Yes. Well, we tabulate when we're going to have a television program or something. We don't have any regular method of tabulation yet, mm-hmm. because we want to complete the survey as quickly as we can.
The important thing is getting the actual survey work
right.
done. And still, you're not rushing into it. You're still taking the time to talk to the people who are going to be conducting the survey in each block.
We want to take all the time that is necessary to do a thorough and careful job.
Well, I understand that after the survey has been made in each area, then the ward leaders for the citizens' councils will call a meeting of all of the members in the ward to discuss follow-up work. Now, to whom is this follow-up work directed?
Directed to some of those who have that 31% who are still not members of our council, because we feel that that organization is the key to victory. We're in total war in this matter, and we want 100% if we can get. We're very tickled with the 70% or 69%, but we'd like to have 100%.
But do you feel that this survey would work equally well in other cities?
I see no reason why it wouldn't be very effective in all types of communities, sizes.
I understand that a similar project is underway in the Macomb area now.
It has been started and is proceeding very successfully.
And if any of the other local councils would like information on it...
Yes, the Jackson office is prepared to send materials and information to any council that is interested.
Were there any real surprises to you in this first tabulation of the survey results?
Well, I've had comments since the publicity broke in the local papers and in our Citizens Council official paper this week. They are surprised that there are even 1%. I think 1% is very gratifying, considering the enemies that we're fighting, that they've only been able to subvert, say, 1% of our citizenry. I think it's wonderful.
Well, and also the fact that Jackson is a rather sizable metropolitan area with people drawn to it by virtue of the fact that it's
all
a state capital
country.
From all over the country.
And many of the people surveyed have only been residents of the Deep South for 2 or 3 years, and they are the most aggressive in this movement.
The Citizens Council paper commented editorially that the survey really is a tremendous vote of confidence for the councils. Do you feel that way about it?
I certainly do. We give to each worker a little folder which we call the 8 ifs, published by our Jackson Citizens Council, and it has in it an explanation of what the council stands for. On its back, on its reverse, the outside of the back, it has a list of our officers and directors, and we point out to our workers that 9 past presidents of the Jackson Chamber of Commerce are officers and directors of our council, so they can feel easy that they can follow that leadership without question.
And certainly the general public at large, when contacted by this survey, has registered the same vote of confidence.
Right.
This, for example, 99% would cooperate with the councils in any emergency.
That's right, and the leadership, of course, is elected each year by the council members, and they choose their own leaders, and they have chosen well so far.
Of course, one other thing that can be drawn from this survey is that the 7 out of 10 people who joined who are not already members is that people will join once they're asked.
That's right. Some are just waiting to be asked in every community.
Well, Mr. Hollis, we're certainly very happy to have had you with us today, to have been able to talk to you about this survey that the Jackson Citizens Council is making, and we'll be looking forward to getting more complete tabulations in the future. Thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
And incidentally, 2 weeks from today, we will have a program featuring the first ward leader to complete the survey in Jackson. He will be our guest on this program. Next week, we'll have another interesting guest. Until then, Dick Morphew speaking for the Citizens Council Forum, saying thanks for being with us. So long, everyone.
Has been presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. If you believe in states' rights, if you believe in segregation, if you realize that indifference and apathy are our greatest enemies, then join your local council at once. For information, write Citizens Council, Greenwood, Mississippi, or Citizens Council, Plaza Building in Jackson. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that segregation shall be maintained.